Judges 4 through 5. Then the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, after Ehud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. And the commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. The sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. He had 900 iron chariots, and he oppressed the sons of Israel severely for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel, in the hill country of Ephraim, and the sons of Israel went up to her for judgment. Now she sent word and summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord God of Israel has indeed commanded, go and march to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men from the sons of Naphtali and from the sons of Zebulun. I will draw out to you Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his many troops to the river Kishon, and I will hand him over to you." Then Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." She said, "I will certainly go with you. However, the fame shall not be yours on the journey that you are about to take, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 men went up with him. Deborah also went with him. Now Heber, the Kenite, had separated himself from the Kenites, from the sons of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far away as the oak of Zananim, which is near Kadesh. Then they told Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. Sisera summoned all his chariots, 900 iron chariots, and all the people who were with him, from Harosheth Hagoyim to the river Kishon. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Arise, for this is the day on which the Lord has handed Sisera over to you. Behold, the Lord has gone out before you." So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, with 10,000 men following him. And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all his army with the edge of the sword before Barak. And Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots and the army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim. And all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. Not even one was left. Now Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, because there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, "Turn aside, my master, turn aside to me, do not be afraid." So he turned aside into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. And he said to her, "Please, give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." She opened a leather bottle of milk, and she gave him a drink. Then she covered him. And he said to her, "Stand in the doorway of the tent, and it shall be if anyone comes and inquires of you, and says, 'Is there anyone here?' you shall say, 'No.'" But Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and a hammer in her hand, and went secretly to him, and drove the peg into his temple. And it went through into the ground, for he was sound asleep and exhausted. So he died. And behold, while Barak was pursuing Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said to him, "Come, and I will show you the man whom you are seeking." So he entered with her, and behold, Sisera was lying dead with the tent peg in his temple. So God subdued Jabin the king of Canaan on that day before the sons of Israel. And the hand of the sons of Israel pressed harder and harder upon Jabin the king of Canaan, until they had eliminated Jabin the king of Canaan. Then Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam sang on that day, saying, for the leaders leading in Israel, for the people volunteering. Bless the Lord. Hear, you kings. Listen, you dignitaries. I myself to the Lord. I myself will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the field of Edom, the earth quaked, the heavens also dripped, the clouds also dripped water, the mountains flowed with water, at the presence of the Lord. This Sinai, at the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shagmar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the roads were deserted, and travelers went by roundabout ways. The peasantry came to an end. They came to an end in Israel. Until I, Deborah, arose. Until I arose, a mother in Israel. New gods were chosen. Then war was in the gates. Not a shield or a spear was seen. Among 40,000 in Israel. My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel. The volunteers among the people. Bless the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who travel on the road, shout in praise at the sound of those who distribute water among the watering places. There they will recount the righteous deeds of the Lord, the righteous deeds for his peasantry in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah! Awake, awake! Sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead away your captives, son of Abinoam. Then survivors came down to the nobles. The people of the Lord came down to me as warriors. From Ephraim, those whose root is in Amalek came down, following you, Benjamin, with your peoples. From Machir, commanders came down. And from Zebulun, those who wield the staff of office. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. As was Issachar, so was Barak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great determinations of heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds, to hear the piping for the flocks? Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead remained across the Jordan. And why did Dan stay on ships? Asher sat at the seashore, and remained by its landings. Zebulun was a people who risked their lives, and Naphtali too, on the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought, at Tanakh near the waters of Megiddo. They took no plunder in silver. The stars fought from heaven. From their paths they fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. The ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. My soul, march on with strength. Then the horse's hoofs beat. From the galloping of his mighty stallions. Curse Meraz, said the angel of the Lord. Utterly curse its inhabitants, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the warriors. Most blessed of women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Most blessed is she of women in the tent. He asked for water, she gave him milk. In a magnificent bowl, she brought him curds. She reached out her hand for the tent peg, and her right hand for the workman's hammer. Then she struck Sisera, she smashed his head, and shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay. Between her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell dead. Out of the window she looked and wailed, the mother of Sisera, through the lattice. Why does his chariot delay in coming? Why do the hoofbeats of his chariot delay? Her wise princesses would answer her. Indeed, she repeats her words to herself. Are they not finding, are they not dividing the spoils? A concubine, two concubines for every warrior. To Sisera, a spoil of dyed cloth. A spoil of dyed cloth embroidered. dyed cloth of double embroidery on the neck of the plunderer. May all your enemies perish in this way, Lord, but may those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might. And the land was at rest for 40 years. Matthew 24. Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way, when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. But he responded and said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will mislead many people. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. And at that time, many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will rise up and mislead many people. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will become cold. But the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down to get the things out of his house, and whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. But woe to those women who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Moreover, pray that when you flee, it will not be in the winter, or on a Sabbath, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again. And if those days had not been cut short, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then, if anyone says to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ,' or 'He is over here,' do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will provide great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you in advance. So if they say to you, 'Behold, he is in the wilderness,' do not go out. Or, 'Behold, he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet blast, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Now learn the parable from the fig tree. As soon as its branch has become tender and sprouts its leaves, you know that summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, This generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. At that time, there will be two men in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you must be ready as well, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Who, then, is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household slaves, to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you, that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, "My master is not coming for a long time," and he begins to beat his fellow slaves, and he eats and drinks with those habitually drunk, then the master of that slave will come on the day that he does not expect, and at an hour that he does not know, and he will cut him into two, and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. First Timothy 4. But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. By means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience, as with a branding iron, who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be grateful, shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. In pointing out these things to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which you have been following. But stay away from worthless stories that are typical of old women. Rather, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily training is just slightly beneficial, but godliness is beneficial for all things, since it holds promise for the present life, and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all mankind, especially of believers. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give your attention to the public reading, to exhortation, and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was granted to you through the words of prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Proverbs 9:10-18. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you alone will suffer from it. A woman of foolishness is boisterous. She has a lack of understanding, and knows nothing. She sits at the doorway of her house, on a seat by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their paths. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks understanding, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Psalm 95 through 96. Come, let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before his presence with a song of thanksgiving. Let's shout joyfully to him in songs with instruments. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are also his. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day of Massah in the wilderness. When your fathers put me to the test, they tested me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I was disgusted with that generation, and said, "They are a people who err in their heart, and they do not know my ways." Therefore I swore in my anger, "They certainly shall not enter my rest." Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord, the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courtyards. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples fairly. May the heavens be joyful, and may the earth rejoice. May the sea roar, and all it contains. May the field be jubilant, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. Before the Lord, he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness.